Welcome to the Save Park Golf Podcast, where two average golfers talk about golf and things. I'm your host, Derek.
You know, we just said, man, we're doing it without the script, and then you forgot the words.
I forgot it. I know.
God, it feels good.
It does.
I'm Dominic.
And we are on episode 119, and we're going way back this time.
When's the last time we did one, or just you and I?
It's been a while, a couple months.
Yeah, I remember one of our resolutions was to do just you and I, like, once a month. And that has not happened. And
we've been booked up almost every week.
We're booked guests, out till June,
which is very cool. We're excited. We love the guests. Obviously, there was a little bit of an issue this week, but
life happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we, you know, it's kind of nice for a change that we're able to do it like this. I feel like it's a little less pressure. Not
kind of weird.
It is weird that we're like not actually interviewing somebody.
Well, and we came in super prepared. I shouldn't say that. You came in super prepared.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
I always wing it.
And this time I tried to wing the intro, and clearly
it worked.
Yeah, I just mumbled a little bit, but in any case, we're excited. It's probably be a shorter episode. We'll ramble on about some things. We're going to talk a little bit about the 2024 Players Championship, which is going to be going on this week. So we'll do picks, dark horse, who we want to win, who we think will win, and then we'll kind of dive into the Live Golf with Anthony Kim.
I want to talk about him. Yeah
I think that's a good topic. And then from there, we'll just kind of ramble on. We also have an event that we are hosting in July, and we're in our hometown, so right in our backyard here, with Odin Golf.
I would say home state.
That's true.
Because neither of us are from where we're hosting.
No, not too far suburb, but it's yeah, I guess that you're probably right. But we're excited about that. We've been working really hard on that. Shout out to Jordan, Big Phil, and I was stomped on myself. We're excited about it. So we don't have all the details, but we'll talk about that a little bit. So if you're interested in playing an event, I think it will sell out pretty quickly. It's going to be a scramble, but again, we'll talk about it a little bit further down the road.
And because it's later on this year, it's not going to snow.
We should be safe. Yeah, it's in July, so we should be safe. And if it does snow in July, we have issues. Yeah, granted, our winter's been so nice here that maybe it's just gonna flip.
That I have a theory.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna get a blizzard in like June,
and in February from now on is actually gonna be like 50 degrees.
Yeah,
normal.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the normal temperature. Let's get right into the Players Championship.
So this is my favorite event ever. Like. Everyone's like, man, the Masters, you know, they love the majors. I love the Players. I love Sawgrass. I like the Island Hole. And I know every course has an Island Hole, but a lot of courses have an Island Hole. There's just something about Sawgrass.
TPC Sawgrass looks dope.
It's one of the few courses that I would let chew me up and spit me out. And then I'd pay more money to do it again. Yeah.
Scottie Scheffler won it last year.
At obviously 17 under.
Yeah, he's
he won by five.
He's so incredible. He's such a solid golfer. He's obviously the favorite.
Funny enough, we called him the Kirk Cousins of golf.
So he definitely is. However, Kirk Cousins hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, neither to be fair, Scheffler hasn't won a Super Bowl either.
I don't think he's won any majors, has he? No, yeah, he's won majors. So I guess technically he'd be kind of winning a Super Bowl. If you look at it, like that, if you were like going to translate it in golf, though, like a major championship, I'd say it's probably like Super Bowl, right? I mean, there's like four Super Bowls in golf.
Shitty way to look at it, for
kinda,
sure.
Yeah, kind of.
It kind of diminishes the Super Bowl.
A little bit, yeah.
It's kind of like the playoff game.
How many majors do you want? I know he's won. He's won the Masters. You know what? Now we're going to
do I didn't want to ask that out loud, but I'm like, sure.
He won the Masters. Yeah, I know he won the Green Jacket once, but I think he's won two majors.
You know what? Spell his name.
Yeah.
Type in Scottie Scheffler wins.
Yeah, I was just going to go straight to the majors. This is kind of nice. We're really, you know,
one
major. It was
the Masters.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if he's going to win one, yeah, that's probably the one. Yeah.
I think the only other major I think that would be close would be the Open Championship at St. Andrews. Would be epic.
You know what my issue with the Masters is? You're going to yell at me.
It's in the same place every year?
No. No. I hate that it's the first one.
It's a little bittersweet because it's kind of like it's like a kickoff. But like once that one goes in, it's like, then it's like,
I feel like since the Masters is so prestigious, I feel like it should be the final one.
I'm not a NASCAR fan whatsoever, but it's the same. The Daytona 500 is the same.
That's thing. The only race I know about. Should be the final race.
It's the first race, and which is weird. I tuned into it, actually. Randomly, I was running on the treadmill, and I was like,
I just want people to crash.
To be honest. It was a – so my
– and not die.
Yeah. My grandma's side, they're all big and they were all really big into NASCAR racing until Dale Earnhardt died. And then it was weird. It was like after church, they would tune in every Sunday. And then once he passed away, it was like, shut down.
Brad loves NASCAR.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't said this to Brad yet. And the beauty is Brad doesn't listen.
So it's
Brad hates technology. I want to convert his son. His son's one. Okay. Right.
So
Brad loves American Muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I love JDM imports. I'm trying to convert his little 1 year old
into the imports
to being into like two Jay-Z's, like pay swapping cars. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, here's a Skyline. Here's
Brad's all about the Mustangs or the American Muscle.
Oh, Brad won't touch a Mustang.
No. What is
gotta be a Corvette?
Corvette. Okay. I'm not a Mustang fan either, to be honest.
I am.
But
give me a dark horse.
I would say most people would think of like American Muscle. Thing, like you think of like Camaro vet, old vet, or
yeah.
Like
so I'm trying to get his little boy into like Nissans, and like here's this Honda Civic, and you know here's this Type R.
Which you know if you think about it, and
they're cooler.
And NASCAR used to be Chevy, Ford, and all. There's a lot of Toyota. Like Toyotas are a huge. They've actually been doing really well. Again, I don't know why we're going on this rabbit hole, but it was just so interesting that. I ended up watching the Daytona 500, just like the last little laps, and they did it was like a crash, like right before.
Yeah,
and it was cool. Everyone was fine. I mean, it sucks for the people that are
racing. That's my issue with them. Like, I understand it's the kickoff, but I'm like, you know, people have like, I don't want to say like this love affair, but people like to me, it's a little overblown. With a lot of people, they're like, "Damn, it's the fucking Masters," and I'm like, I get it, I really do. Why isn't it the last one if we're going to overblow this thing? Because to me, the kickoff.
It's like the Super Bowl, right? Going back to it. It's the last.
It's the last hurrah, mm-hmm. right, of the season. To me, the kickoff is the waste management open.
Yep.
And then I get super excited for the players, obviously. But I feel like the Masters should be the last one. And then you could put, I don't know which one's after the Masters, be totally honest with you, and like scheduling-wise.
Should be...
Is it one of the
Open? See, the Open, the PGA Championship is usually the last one.
See, so and that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, why couldn't you do the Masters and then the PGA Championship?
I think if you're like looking at like on a sports side of things, like the Daytona 500 and the Masters are like the only two sporting events that have like arguably the biggest events in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Which this is kind of weird.
It would be like the Super Bowl teams rematching for Super Bowl game one.
And then
that's a really bad.
Yeah,
but that's a bad example.
I hear what you're saying though. It's kind of weird, but yeah. Back to the Players Championship. Scotty won it last year, so it sounds like he won. He's got a major championship. He was a master champion, which I thought he won two for some reason. He just wins.
Wasn't many his tournaments. Menu like super badass and full of like barbecue?
I think you're right.
Yeah, awesome cool. menu.
So this is Dom Dom's favorite event, TPC Sawgrass Players Championship. We haven't done this obviously in a long time because it hasn't been just Dom and myself. So we've done this in the past where we do, again, we mentioned the intro, but we'll pick a favorite of person who we think is going to win, a person who we would want to win, and then a dark horse. And we've kind of decided before this episode that the dark horse would be anyone that's above plus 6,000. And for anyone who is listening, do not take our advice for gambling. I know we're not to that level as far as
legally gamble?
Not here, no,
like sports bet,
which is stupid. You can like DraftKings, you know, but you have to pick a lineup. Yeah, so but in any case, if you're somewhere else listening, do not take our advice. We do not do any.
Yeah, last time I gambled, I lost a ton of Derek's money.
Where was that at? Oh, that was that.
You were really drunk.
That's right. That was at that concert.
Yeah, I wasn't old enough to drink yet.
Mr. Sober Cap.
I had to be the Sober Cap. Yeah, we saw the Fray.
The Fray.
Do you remember any of that?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. They were good.
Fray, yeah. That was back in my day, too. It was kind of a cool classic concert.
And then we got free tickets.
And it was free.
Yeah.
And then we lost money.
You lost money.
Yep.
That was the first time I played roulette.
I love roulette.
It was fun.
Yeah, roulette's fun.
Never again.
I'll let you kick it off. Who do you want to start with, the dark horse? Or you want to go straight up with who you think?
Yeah, hold on. I just paid for my parking. I paid for the right car this time.
That helps.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing a little bit of that.
I'm done.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. So
let's go with who we think is going
to win. Who we think is going to win?
Yeah.
I have a weird feeling that this is kind of a Victor Hovland thing to lose. Why? I have no idea. It's just, it feels right.
Yeah, he's in the top, what, five or six for as far as...
and last year he was, I think, tied for third.
I like Victor Hovland.
I like Victor.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
I just feel like picking Scotty is a kind of cop-out. No offense if you pick Scotty.
No. I was actually going to go with Xander Schauffele, which is actually the same odds as Victor Hovland.
Yeah.
2,200.
I like Xander.
He's a solid golfer. I feel like he's always kind of in contention and said he's one of the top picks in the field. So I think that's kind of a safe pick. Who do you think, who would you like to see win? Who would you want to win?
It's no secret that I'm a big fan of this guy. And I just saw a commercial of him yesterday with my dad. Colin Morikawa.
Colin Morikawa.
He's like one of those. To me, he's due.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of Colin. Obviously, it's been a while since we've really talked real golf other than having guests on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Colin Morikawa. I love his game. There was a commercial my dad and I were watching TV last night. And it was he hits out of the brush and the ball bounces everywhere and then in the water. And then like, no way, this gator has. And the gator spits it out and it rolls in the hole.
What?
But then it pans over to Shooter McGavin. My dad's like, look, it's Shooter. And I'm like, no, it's Colin Morikawa.
What is that, like an insurance? I've
seen it before. But yeah, that was the first time seeing it. And I was like, no, it's Colin Morikawa. So I'm taking that as a sign. I think Colin has a very good chance. And if it's not Colin, to me, I'm surprised that this guy has such high odds as well. But Max Homa. But I'm picking Colin.
Okay. I'm actually going to pick the guy who also has the same odds, but right below him is Jordan Spieth. Again, same thing. He's been playing a really good golf. Granted, I don't know if you saw that a couple of weeks ago where he got actually DQ'd, which is wild.
Yeah, because he signed the scorecard and
his score was correct wrong. Score,
yeah.
Which, again, going back to the stuffiness of golf, I'm not saying that it was the PGA Tour's fault.
I feel like they should be able to like say, hey, like here's a warning.
Yeah, or like, hey, you filled this out wrong. You know, there's been how many times have people getting like, where they'll call in and say, hey, the ball moved.
Yeah.
And then now they get penalized for a stroke.
Yeah. And it's like the next day.
Yeah. Why can't they just do that? So, I mean, I doubt that will probably happen again to Jordan Spieth. And I think honestly, it was just an honest mistake, but he's been playing really good golf. And he's one of those guys too, with all these people leaving to the LIV Golf Tour. He's one of those fan favorites. Mm-hmm. Jordan Spieth is awesome. And hopefully he can, you know, get back into gear and start winning some events. So I'd like to see him win. And yeah, we both picked, like I said, we've got a couple of good picks. We're all in the same odds. There's one that strikes me as why so low or so high.
I feel like we both are going to pick the same guy as the dark horse.
Yeah. I'll let you go ahead.
Why the hell is Ricky Fowler at plus 12,000?
I didn't even get that far down the list.
See, like,
that's really dark horse.
See, like, I'm not like a huge Ricky guy. Mm-hmm. But to me, Ricky at plus 12,000 is kind of disrespectful.
A little bit.
Because, like, don't get me wrong, he's not the same player he was.
But he's still got plenty of game.
He's got plenty of game. He won last year. Not this event, but he did win last year. So I feel like he's kind of got the monkey off his back. Mm-hmm. Plus 12,000 to me is wild. I mean, that's along the same lines as, like, guys I've never heard of. Like, who? Well, I've heard of Billy Horschel. That's a bad example. But like, who is this, like, Denny McCarthy?
He's been around for a while. Yeah, kind of an old vet. But just been kind of a guy that will make cuts, not like a big winner.
Yeah. And obviously, like, he's got the same odds as Justin Rose, which, don't be wrong, that's disrespectful to Justin Rose as well.
Yeah, he's a gold winner.
And Billy Horschel. But, like, you're going to have Ricky Fowler at plus 12,000.
I'm, to be honest with you, I was hoping you were going to say this guy right here, Jake Knapp, because Jake Knapp is the guy that I was telling you about earlier, the guy that won the event.
Oh, is that the big dude?
Super buff guy. And the reason why we're talking about it is at Cragen's Golf Resort, they host an event now. It's a Canadian golf it's a Canadian PGA Tour, basically.
Yeah.
I think, forget the exact.
I think it's PGA Tour Canada.
Yeah, exactly. And anyway, that's kind of where he was playing in those events. And I don't think he won that event. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know he played in those events because I know when he did win the tournament a couple of weeks ago, they were posting and talking about it. So I was hoping you were going to actually say his name because that was the guy. I couldn't remember his name, which I think he's now kind of a fan favorite. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I was torn between Ricky or Keegan.
Keegan Bradley.
Yeah, he's at plus 10,000.
Okay, you went pretty deep. Those are definitely dark horses.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to play around and do like the bare minimum and pick Tony Finau.
Well, so that's...
Is that who you're picking?
That's who I was picking because even at plus 6,000, because that's kind of what we decided as a cutoff for like dark horse.
Yeah, that's like the minimum.
I feel like same thing. Tony Finau could be... in the top 10, top 15 contenders. I mean, he's one of those guys that can always put together, he can string 3 to 4 solid rounds together. It's just more or less trying to get that W.
Yeah.
But the guy has so much game. He's a long ball hitter. And when he's on, he's on. But I like your pick.
Yeah.
But I think, this has nothing to do with betting on it, but I'm like, at Tony Finau plus.
I mean, even Matt Fitzpatrick at 7.
Mm hmm. The odds
or even Tom Hoagie. Like Tom Hoagie last year in this event got like
he finished top
three. I think he was tied for third with Hovland.
Okay.
And I'm like, how is he so low? Like I don't understand how odds work by any means.
Golf's a little bit different. I mean, I'm sure there's obviously there's different factors that go into it.
Golf's the one sport I would never bet on.
It's hard. Yeah, it's one, it's not one game, it's 4 days or 2 days if you make the cut, you know, so there's a lot of variables that go into it.
Well, and like the thing for me is like, if you look at like I think the world number one right now is Rory, correct?
Scotty.
Is it Scotty?
Yeah.
I think Rory is what, two? To me, if you're looking at overall golfers, you'd have to be hard pressed not to pick DJ to win every round. Because Dustin Johnson's like a freak of nature.
Mm-hmm.
I see Rory's two.
Yep.
But it's like, you know, DJ's DQ'd all the time. Or not DQ'd, but missed the cut.
And now he's DJ?
Yeah.
And now he's at LIV. So, yeah, now he's...
Now he can't miss the
cut. Yeah, now he can't miss
the cut.
He
can just get those
big checks.
Fuck it, dude. I would. Yeah. Generational wealth.
He is arguably one of the... I mean, he's such a good golfer. He's one of those guys that any tournament, he's...
Wyndham Clark is 5?
Yeah.
What the hell?
So just to kind of go as of yesterday, Scottie Scheffler number 1, Rory number 2, John Rahm number 3, Victor 4, Wyndham Clark, Xander, Patrick Cantlay, Max Homa, Brian Harman number 9. That's crazy.
Who the hell is Ludwig?
Ludwig.
Isn't that a Harry Potter thing?
Is it Ludwig or Ludwig? The V is silent. Ludwig, or is it? I think it's Ludwig.
Oh, so from this far away, it looks like a W. Ludwig, okay. Yeah, I just saw LUD and thought Ludwig.
There's some of these guys again. Obviously, with people leaving the LIV, those rankings are
damn. We should go pro and just see where we land.
So now there's a lot more opportunity for some of these other guys. Those are. I mean, we'll see what happens, how it plays out. It'd be kind of cool to see one of the guys that we chose. Wins the event.
We should have written this down and then been like, damn, who made the better picks?
We can do that. We'll obviously be able to listen this back and then we could talk about it.
Well, here, I will add it to my notes. So we will do that. That's my work note, my alarm code stuff. So I picked Dom picks. I picked, who did I pick?
Pick Victor.
Victor Hovland.
Roar or Ricky. This is Dark Horse and the Colin Morikawa.
That's who it is.
Yep.
Colin have 2 L's or 1 L?
2.
What a weirdo. Morikawa. There's no way I spelled his name right. Don't look at my
You're pretty close. There was an I instead of
I am way off.
Yeah, a little bit. Maury. And then,
there you go.
Yep.
And then Ricky Dickey.
Good old BD Rick.
No.
And then Jordan Spieth.
Hold on, I got to type in your name.
Durkey.
Durkey.
Durkey. Who did I pick to? I picked to win was Xander Schauffele.
I'm not spelling his last time. I'm just typing Xander.
Yeah, you're good. Pretty sure I picked Xander.
Yep.
And then Jordan Spieth. And I went with Tony Finau plus 6,000.
Tony.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, we said we haven't done this in a while, so it's kind of nice change.
Yeah, we should see
who, scenery a little bit.
We should see who makes better picks.
That would be a cool little bit. I mean, we used to do it quite a bit, like almost every tournament, but it would be nice to like keep like a full on like year tally.
We'll picks better.
And then maybe at the end we'll do something cool for the
win. And then the issue is like I just pick cool names.
Well, we can. I mean, well, this will give us a little bit more incentive to kind of do a little more research. I mean, I feel like you picked good picks.
Regardless. I just feel like Ricky at 12,000 is ridiculous.
But I mean, we have a total of 3 picks each, so I feel like, and we could always do like, so even if you don't pick it right and I don't pick it right, we could take like, you know, your guy finished second, so you
can get X
amount of points.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to see is like who has the most higher picks.
So what we could do is take their FedEx points for that tournament. So
yeah.
Like, yeah, if they get like whatever X amount of points for that.
Yeah. So I know you're not watching Full Swing yet.
Yeah. No, but
they broke down how the FedEx points work. And I was like, that is the dumbest thing ever.
There's a lot of golf.
It's based on like how much money they win.
Yeah. It's all about their earnings.
I was like, what the hell? Why can't they just say, okay, you got 20th place, you get X points.
Nope. Yep. You got 20th place, so you got this amount of money, and so you're in this. Yeah. That's how they
built
it off the dollar amount. Just whatever. But that'd be a good idea, though. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And we could figure out something. Maybe whoever's listening or watching can kind of give us some. And I don't want to say we want to do one of those like crazy, stupid fantasy challenges because we're not like that deep into it.
That's too much work.
But we could do something cool at the end, and I don't know, whatever it might be.
Come up with winner gets like a dollar.
No, something better than that.
$2.
Okay. just give me one of those big checks. I don't care.
I get you one on Etsy.
Okay, transitioning over to
imagine getting that in the mail. It's
just
it's all folded up.
Golf. Yeah, you gotta unroll it.
$2. It's like a scroll.
Yeah. I'm getting it framed.
That's a big ass frame. Hell, bring that to Michaels.
Costs like $700.
Here, I want you to frame
$2 check.
$2 big ass check that doesn't work.
I love it. That's good.
My favorite thing is Happy Gilmore. Where's my check? Oh, it's in the mail. I want the big one.
Yeah, you can just give me those big checks.
Yeah, just give me one of the big ones.
Like, we don't have them, sir. Okay, let's transition over to LIV Golf. Because I know you'd mentioned, obviously, the big talk for the last few weeks has been Anthony Kim. I know you wanted to mention it, which I think it's a good
topic. I love how you're like, let's move over to LIV, and you're still on how many majors does Scotty Scheffler win?
I know. I was actually on it, and I switched back over. But let's go right into the Anthony Kim topic.
So I want to start by saying I was really young when Anthony Kim was popular. Because when was he popping?
Well, it's got to be early 2000s, all the way up into 2012 when he got injured.
Yeah, I mean, if we take, so he's missed 12 years. So 12 years ago, I was 14. So it means he left when I was 14. No recollection of Anthony Kim.
And he was 25, I think, at that time. And so he had won three events.
So I had no idea who Anthony Kim was for a long time. I just think it's, obviously, we'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people clowning him for shooting a 76 or whatever he shot is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Because I guarantee you, you sit at home, you can't shoot a 76.
And if you can, you're not making the money that he's going to be getting paid.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Good for him to be able. I think it's an awesome thing for golf. I know it's LIV, not PGA Tour. But I still think it's really cool to see like that story. And hopefully like one day there's going to be like a Netflix. I know obviously they do the Netflix Full Swing PGA Tour, but I think it'd be really cool to see a documentary. I'd imagine there's already something probably in the works for it.
He was saying that when the time's right, he wants to tell his story.
Yeah. And I think that would be a really cool story, but like, it'd be really cool to see him win. But you know, with that being said, like you said, like you were saying earlier that he shot like a 76 and it's like, honestly, that's kind of like expected.
I would love to shoot a 76.
Yeah,
I would love to shoot an 80.
Right, exactly. But he did, I believe he shot a 65 yesterday. Oh, no, yes, today, Tuesday. Sorry, so it'd be Sunday.
I was going to say, definitely was not yesterday.
No, yeah, it was Sunday. He shot a 65. And again, you know, this is his second event back. He's been out since it's been 12 years from an Achilles injury. And we were talking about that before, and I didn't realize it was an Achilles injury. And I knew that there was an insurance. The reason why he wasn't playing was due to insurance and all that.
Yeah. I knew it was some kind of
amount of money.
Yeah. I knew it was some kind of injury.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what kind of injury.
For some reason, I was thinking it was like a back injury, but yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing.
I mean, he wasn't.
I'm just kidding. It's totally different.
But he was, yeah, he was kind of like the up and coming, like next star. I don't want to say he was like the next, you know, Rory McIlroy, but he was kind of like, it was, you know, he was a Nike athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger was obviously in his peak, and he was kind of this young, kind of young guy that was starting to play really, you know, golf at a top level.
So this article, not to interrupt you, but no, this article from today,
yeah,
says Jay Monahan says PGA Tour had discussions with Anthony Kim.
Interesting.
I don't want to say that they're going to sign him because it has. I wonder if he
probably reached out to him before
he went to Liv.
Sounds like
I think Liv makes more sense for him.
Yeah,
coming back and everything.
And from my understanding too, Greg Norman was, I mean, he obviously played on the tour too. And
yeah,
it sounded like he was trying to get him to. He's been trying to get him to play for a while. So
this is my thing. I think this is where Liv is super good for golf. You have guys like Anthony Kim coming back after 12 years. He gets to play three competitive rounds and not worry about getting cut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of the beauty of, I know everyone's like, oh man, they can't get cut, it's all about the money. Something like this, or even like the college kids, this is a great way to play competitive golf and not worry about getting cut. No, you get three competitive rounds. I get it's not the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Johnson's there, he's pretty freaking good. Cam Smith is there, he's pretty freaking good. Phil Mickelson's an all-timer.
And you look at, he's actually one of my favorite golfers even before he moved to the Live Golf Tour is I can't even pronounce his name, is Joakim
Niemann. Yeah.
He's a superstar.
Is it Joakim or Joaquin?
Joaquin. Yes. I did that on purpose. Make sure you pay attention.
I'm always paying attention. But except when my EDD kicks in and I'm staring at the freaking wall.
You okay? No, but he's been one of my favorite golfers for quite some time, even when he was on the PGA Tour. I mean, he was always just like finishing in the top five, top 10, mm-hmm. and he was still really young. I mean, he's a guy that looks like he weighs 140 pounds dripping wet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just kind of a taller, skinnier guy, but he can mash the ball.
Yeah.
He's very, very...
But I think this is where Liv can really shine, right? Because now you're giving a guy who was at the top of his game, who suffered an injury and then left for 12 years. You're giving him a chance to play competitive golf for an entire weekend. Like, I get it's not the PGA where you don't have that stress of getting cut or making the cut.
It's a fresh start, maybe.
But it's a fresh start, and now he's played six competitive rounds, and every round has gotten better.
Or two competitive rounds. Or six rounds. Yeah, you're right.
I can't count. Well, it helps that this article said that he played six.
I just heard it wrong. Sorry, I thought you said six events.
No, he's played six rounds, because Liv only plays three rounds.
Yep, only three, which... I don't know. What do you think about that? The three
rounds
versus four rounds.
I mean, to me, it makes more sense because the Thursday rounds, to me, never really. I don't want to say they don't count because they count, but it's never. I'm not really paying attention until Friday.
But some people won't even pay attention until Saturday after the cuts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's when the real event starts, is after the cuts. But I don't know. I never really pay attention Thursday, so I guess for me, it's not a big difference or a big deal. I'm also not one of those golf purists where it's like, damn, you got to wear pants. You got to, you know, do this, and this. I'm like, that doesn't really fit my style.
If I'm like, because with the ESPN Plus app, which I believe you have too, they normally will have the...
I do.
Yeah, they'll normally have the Thursday rounds on the ESPN Plus app. So depending on like what my work schedule, like I'll just kind of put it on the background just to kind of listen to it depending on the event. But if it's a major, obviously I'm tuning in all 4 days. At least I'm going to try to. But yeah, I hear you. I do like the 3 day events. I like both PGA Tour and Live Golf. I think they're totally two different.
I think there's a place for both.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I think, again, we've talked about it numerous times before. I don't like all these changes because it just kind of happens so suddenly, or just so sudden. It was like, what the hell? Like, everyone's going here. Mm-hmm. Some people are staying here. And then it was all these rumors. Ricky's gone. Like, all these people are gone. And then some aren't. And I like the 4 days. I like the cuts.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do like the 3 day events. I will, but I also will say that I haven't really tuned into a whole lot of live events. I've watched a couple. Yeah. I've seen DJ win a couple events. But I haven't really tuned into a whole lot of them.
Yeah. I just kind of forget. I kind of forget the PGA is on sometimes, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff kind of just blurs together. But yeah, I don't know. Anthony Kim's back.
He's back. And he just shot a 65. And it's like, again,
that's crazy.
Just shaking the rust off. It would be so cool to see him win the event.
Well, and like, that's my big issue is everybody on Instagram is like, damn. What a scrub. I'm like, he hasn't played competitively in a decade plus. And then he came back and was like, shot a 65. And I was like, Jesus.
And when you think about it, like, not only has he played in that, like you're also aging in that time.
He's 38.
Right. So it's like, obviously basketball, baseball, and all of them are totally different sports. It's like, you know, you hit that certain age. And like eventually your body's going to start to kind of decline. So the fact that he's able to kind of still play competitive golf.
Look at that picture.
Yep. That's you with old Filski.
No, well, that's young Filski.
Yeah, I guess young Filski.
Young right. Filski.
Speaking of Filski.
I was watching Tin Cup around Christmas. That's a great movie. I was watching it in the car. I forgot that Phil Mickelson has a cameo in that movie.
He does, yeah.
And it's Young Phil.
Young Phil, yep. I love that movie. It's a great
movie. Underrated golf movie. Nobody ever has it in their top.
It's always Caddyshack and Happy Gilmore, which rightfully so, they're both great.
I think Caddyshack is overplayed, though, to be totally honest. I understand it's great, but I'm like, well, like.
I think it depends on, what age you are, you know, because I feel like our generation, at least from, you know, I would say Happy Gilmore 100%. Which Caddyshack
in terms still, of like your favorite?
Yeah. And I still like Happy. I mean, I like Caddyshack, but I think that's obviously it was a little bit older in my time.
Yeah.
But it's still a good movie. And Tin Cup's really good.
I mean, there
Legends of Bagger Vance is actually really good.
What's the one with Shia LaBeouf?
Legends of Bagger Vance.
I don't think that's the one with Shia LaBeouf.
No, that was. Maybe.
I feel like you're wrong because it's a Disney movie.
I could be wrong.
It's like The Greatest Game.
The Greatest Game. That is
the greatest game ever played or something.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Have you watched the one that I just mentioned?
No, I've never actually heard of it. Is it like black and white and silent?
No. Which one did I say it was?
The
greatest game I ever played.
No, that's one of Shia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's.
I know. I'm right.
No, but what was the game that I said, or the movie that I said?
Something about the bag of
Azerbaijan. Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yeah, I almost said Azerbaijan. I've never heard of it.
That's actually a really good movie, though. It's with Will Smith's in it.
What?
And Matt Damon.
Damn, look at Matt Damon with the hair. Know.
Yeah, it's Bagger Vance. Yeah,
Legend of Bagger Vance. Oh, it's on HBO.
You should tune into it. It's a really good movie.
I have HBO.
Yeah. Came out and, but like you said, some of these movies just kind of get, you know, looked over. They don't really get.
Yeah, like I feel like the easy answer is Caddyshack, which is, it's great, but it can't always be Caddyshack.
And
hot take.
The greatest game ever played, that's when Shia LaBeouf is Francis Umet. I always forget how to pronounce his name, but he was like the first amateur to ever win like a
major.
Yeah. Really cool story, which I like that movie as well.
That one's good. I like Tin Cup the best because of just how relatable it is.
Oh, what's it? Because it Kevin Costner, yeah.
Taking the shots over and over.
Another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then getting mad at his caddy, like Cheech, and breaking all the clubs. Oh, I can only use this one now.
You only have one ball left.
Yeah.
That is a good movie.
Relatable.
So 18 Live Golf members, Live Golf League members.
There's only 18 of them?
No, but 18 of them earned invites to play in the PGA Championship. Oh. So there's invites now that are playing in some of these majors, which is kind of funny. That they
have we figured out what the merger actually means for the two?
Well, Liv, you cannot, they fully declined. They pulled the plug on trying to get the OW
The rankings?
Yep. The official world rankings.
Stupid.
So they said, screw that. Because again, that Joachim
Neiman
just won an event and he actually dropped. He dropped.
What the hell?
He dropped like three spots in their world ranking. So they're essentially pulled the plug on that, which again, it's kind of stupid, didn't it? So I don't think they're at this point, we don't really care about that.
Yeah. I guess you pick your battles.
Yeah. But a lot of these golfers are still getting invites to play in major championships.
I think if they've won, they should still be grandfathered in.
I
personally.
Agree. Yeah, I agree. But it will be really cool. At least we'll be able to see some of these majors, most of the top names from both sides, which I think at the end of the day is what everyone wants to kind of see again.
My favorite thing, obviously you're not watching Full Swing yet, but what the hell?
The hell was that?
Why did the... Huh. Okay. Spooky, spooky.
Screen went blank.
Yeah.
We had our logo.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
We were kind of talking about it on Full Swing. I lost my train of thought.
You said, I know I wasn't watching it. I don't know if it was because all we're talking about the top players are going to play in the PGA or play in all the four majors.
Oh, they were asking Dustin Johnson or maybe it wasn't Dustin Johnson. They're asking somebody if the PGA player should be compensated for not leaving the PGA for LIV. Mm-hmm. And they were like, why?
Oh, so those players that didn't move over to LIV that are staying on the PGA Tour, they're saying they should be compensated more money because they didn't jump.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I mean...
Listen, I am by no means a professional golfer. I'm not even the best golfer on this podcast. Not by... Maybe one day, but not yet. I have some incredible shots every now and then. I'm probably not even the best golfer that we've had on in terms of other podcasts. Although I hit Brennan's lefty club better than Brennan hits his club.
As I say, it doesn't really matter.
But if you were to say, hey, Dom, here's $150 million plus you get to play and make more money. That is life changing money. I don't care. Because I think what people fail to understand, the PGA is a company, right? That's their employer. Your employer said, hey, Derek, we're going to skip over you, your raise. But that company over there said, well, they'll double it. Are you staying?
At the end of the day, it's a business, right?
But are you staying?
Probably not.
No, you're jumping ship.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're going to want to look into the company to make sure it's legit. But when they're going to raise, give you life-changing money.
I think Brooks Koepka said it the best. He said his family is now financially set.
For generations.
For generations.
Yes.
And I'm like, that is crazy.
Golfer, I forgot about.
I love Brooks.
Me too, actually.
And I know it's like a hot take. So I was like, man, he's so cocky. And I'm like, but he fucking wins the same event every freaking year. And it's always the U.S. Open.
And he's battled some health issues. And now he's kind of getting back to full health. So he's been
and he almost won the Masters.
Yeah, Liv's got a really solid list of players.
Yeah,
I think it'd be kind of cool to do. It would be cool to do
I just think people forget that the PGA is their employer, right? Like, I understand that they have to earn it, but it's like you have to kind of interview and earn your job in a way. I had to earn my promotion. You had to earn our promotion.
Yeah.
You know, we still work for it, but if somebody's like, hey, that company over there said they'll triple what you're making, plus you get incentives.
And that happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
And most people are like, hey, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Man, I hate you now.
Yeah. It's a good point. It's a good way to look at it.
I know I don't really like Justin Thomas, but he was saying, he's like, I didn't like to talk to people in LIV because of this. And now I have added reasons why. And I'm like, that's the most petty thing I've ever heard.
Kind of like Rory too, man. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of Rory, but he's been kind of eating his words because a lot of the stuff he's bashed LIV and now.
But he's also not been good the last few years.
No, he's been struggling for sure. But he's always still his name. So he's got, he's always.
Yeah. I guess if I'm struggling like Tiger or Rory, I'm not saying obviously I know Tiger's one of the greatest ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking that money. Whoa. What if we... Oh, that's the microphone. Yeah. What if we just unplug this and do that? Wow, it's way worse.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It looks like
we've been so spoiled with that camera.
We have been, yeah.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting.
Weird.
We look kind of
way worse. Okay.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Well, in any case, we'll wrap it up. We do want to definitely talk about, we'll kind of jump from the PGA to the LIV. Now we're going to talk about the better event.
What's the better? Oh, our event.
And we're not going to be paying up. We're not going to be writing those big fat checks by any means, but it'll be
We should get the big checks and for like $5.
That'd be cool. This is, yeah. That would be actually really cool. I don't think I've seen that in an event like for that tournament.
Yeah. Oh. I still wish we would have been able to do like walk-up songs. I just feel like planning that would be so hard.
That's something that we should keep in mind though. That would be really cool.
If we could figure it out. Yeah, everybody,
I
don't
think
can
we need to rule it out. I think we
We could do like, obviously it's to be a shotgun. Some things are gonna rotate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they get to the first hole, if we plan it out properly, we know who's where. When we could do the walk-up songs, logistically it's possible. If it's going to happen, I don't know.
Yeah, let's not rule it out.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be sweet.
So Saturday, July 20th, we will be hosting a scramble event. We've teamed up with Jordan and Big Phil at Odin Golf, which we've obviously hosted a couple of events with them, and we've continued to make progress, and each event kind of continues to get better and better, and we're really stoked.
The second annual shindig.
Because
I don't think we're calling the pop up.
No, this would be technically the second annual shindig, and this is now in our home base, in our home state, should say Minnesota. Yep. So we are excited to have people come from out of, all over the place. But again, if you're listening/watching, we're still hashing all the details, but we do have the course in place, and it is Saturday, July 20th. It's going to be, I think, 80 people is going to be the max.
Are we going to say what course it is?
We'll keep that kind of. We'll just, I mean, we could. Doesn't really matter. We do
get locked in. I mean, I guess if you listen this far in, you should probably know the deets.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We are doing it at, I don't want to drum roll because I don't know the rhythm.
Emerald Greens.
Emerald Greens. We are playing the silver course, the longer one of the two.
Yep. And we've kind of scoped it out. We haven't played that. I don't think we played that course.
So I asked Ryan with Bogies Are Fine because they're going to be a sponsor, which is super dope. We're basically, awesome. we have a handful of local sponsors, which is super cool. So shout out Bogies Are Fine. We've had them on before. Ryan is great. Steve is great.
I wasn't on that podcast, but I've met them in person.
Yeah.
They're awesome guys.
You miss all the good ones.
I know.
Anyways.
Good people.
I asked them because obviously Ryan was there when we played in the Random Golf Club event. Ryan doesn't know, of course, that one.
He wasn't sure either.
Yeah, he wasn't sure. So I have no idea, but we're doing the silver. It's the longer one of the two. We still have to pick longest drive, closest to the pin. But it's sponsored by, obviously, Odin Golf. And then Bogies Are Fine. And then we have a couple other local sponsors that may not be golf-related, but are still health and performance-related. So,
and if you're interested in sponsoring or donating, whatever it is, prizes, products, because we're going to do a lot
really
of raffles.
It's a really cheap sponsorship, too.
Yeah, take advantage of it. We'd love to promote, help you out, helps us out. But we're very excited. We've obviously kind of got an early start, so we're excited. We've been planning it already for quite some time, so it's really coming into.
And somehow I got put in charge, which is
Dom's kind
of wild.
Yeah, he's been.
Because whenever I'm put in charge of anything, it's either super good or everyone's like, what is going on?
Well, yeah, you've been doing a lot of good stuff. I mean, the cool thing with these is, it's a team effort, but it is a lot of work. So you kind of realize that there's a lot of things on the back end. So it's
so much smoother this go around too. The first time was
a little chaotic and hectic and
cool. And like even like leading up to it, like a week before, I was like, is this happening?
There was
even day of.
With the weather, we didn't know things on that. There's a lot of things. Bus showing up. Are we talking the original one or the
one in California?
Okay, we're talking about that one.
Yeah, the original one. We're like, oh, it's gonna rain, and then it did rain.
There was a lot of things that were like, oh, it went really well. But again, every event we've hosted, we've learned things that we
will do. Nobody's died.
Nobody's died. But yeah, we'll obviously put out some more information as new things kind of unfold. But mark in your calendar if you're able to attend, if you're local, or if you want to, you know, come out and join the join in on the festivities. We're probably going to do something on a Friday or something like that, as far as you know, just kind of a casual type of meetup. We're not really sure yet, but that's still in the works. But again, we'd love to see you out there. I think it will sell out and it'll book up pretty quickly. Yeah. So we should definitely, when we have more information, we'll let you guys know. That being said, Dom, it's been awesome. I know it's been kind of a long day today, but it's nice to just kind of like,
the best part is we're like, damn, there's no guests. We can do it early. Yeah. And we still didn't do it early.
No, it's like, we're literally like, we're just like on clockwork.
It's the same time.
It's been a blast. And I hopefully you guys enjoy these episodes. I know we don't do them very often, but we enjoy them. I enjoy them.
I should just stop scheduling people.
Don't get me wrong. I think like the guests and like hearing conversations and stories is so cool. It's like one of my favorite parts of doing the podcast.
The picks probably back.
It's a little bit of nostalgia on that, but it's just kind of like nice to, like, I don't want to say it's a lot of pressure when we have a guest, but there is definitely that, like, a little pressure, because you don't know how they're going to respond, you know, to the questions or just whatever it might be.
Especially like having a conversation with me.
No, I think you do a great job. It's nice, kind of a little bit of a breath of fresh air, just to kind of like
sit back
and just have a good time and talk, and hopefully we can kind of scatter these in more frequently. I know we're booked up quite a bit, but if some of these kind of come up, we'll, you know, if there's issues or cancellations, we'll try to do, you know, keep it going. But we appreciate you guys listening, tuning in. Is there anything else?
You know what I'm kind of scared for? I don't know what kind of reels this is gonna spit out.
Probably some crazy ones.
I hope it's just like, here's Dom talking about absolute nonsense and it's just a rant about tin cup.
I think what we should do is hopefully we can get a clip of our picks, and then we can let, when we post it, we can let people decide of what we should do at the end.
You know, if we had started this earlier, absolutely. The issue is it's still just as late.
I meant for the overall.
Well, I know, but I got to make that real then.
That's true. You can do, I mean, you don't, it doesn't have to be a hot rush, because we can post it when, what is today, Tuesday? We can post it whenever. I think it'd be a good conversation piece of, like, hey, we're going to do this bit. What do you guys think we should do for the winner at the end, or the loser at the end of the year?
Oh, God, a loser bet.
That's kind of what I was getting at. Like, whoever, like, we, if we do these picks weekly, and we might be able to even add these in with our guests, or we could do it before.
Yeah.
Or at the end. Yeah. And then we could kind of just say, hey,
damn it, I'm going to try to make the reel.
I think you win. Conversation piece.
You win. I mean,
but granted, the ones that I always try to come up with always fail. So. And it could be a total flop.
Tom, the Stanley one is going to go viral, and then it's the fucking Captain Crunch.
The freaking Captain Catalina wine mixer. But no, again, we appreciate your time as always, and we look forward to
hold on. Next
episode.
Do you have a friendship bracelet?
Nope. This is actually my niece made this for me. It's his uncle.
Okay, we're ending this.
So.
I'm not even kidding.
She's 28.
Is she really?
No.
Oh,
she's like 9. Oh, man. It's funny that you end when he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, she's like 9. So she made it for me.